Hey, what's up, guys? This is a bonus episode. This is part two of yesterday's bonus episode on how to build a business that pays the bills. This is a rebroadcast from back in April 2015. We want to share it with you again because it was such a powerful episode and so many people loved it. Plus, we're way past episode 540, and iTunes and other podcast apps only display the last 300 episodes. So we want to go back in the archives and give you some of the gems in these bonus episodes. If you haven't listened to part one of this episode on how to build a business that pays the bills, something that we all want to do, then make sure you listen to part one in yesterday's bonus episode. If you're all listened up, enjoy part two. Hey-o! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that makes sense and helps you make dollars with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today is part two of our two-part lesson on how to build a business that pays the bills. If you have not listened to part one yet, make sure you go back and listen to yesterday's episode. These lessons build upon each other. So pause me, and I'll meet you back here once you listen to part one. If you're all listened up, then keep on listening. Part two of this lesson is coming up right now. I'm going to talk about marketing. A big part of building this business is going to help you hit that target income we talked about to pay your bills. Let me get into it, so let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is brought to you by Future Advisor. Think you'll have enough money to retire? Not necessarily. Hidden broker fees and unexpected taxes make your advisor and Uncle Sam richer while you slave away through the 70s. But not with Future Advisor. Future Advisor is the easiest way to plan your retirement to make sure it's taken care of. It takes minutes to get set up, and it's a fraction of a price of what you would pay normally for an advisor. If you have any type of retirement account, do what I did. Go to futureadvisor.com/MBA and get a free portfolio analysis. That's futureadvisor.com/MBA. In yesterday's episode, we talked about the first steps you need to take in building this business that's going to help you pay the bills. It's going to help you replace your current income so you can do what you want for a living and be your own boss. We were laying down the foundation, building your website, building your content, and obviously working on the product you're going to be selling. But now that you've kind of put things in place, you spent the time to build your site, you've built content, you have blog posts, and you've created your product, now you got to take on the task of marketing your business. There's no point of having a business if nobody knows about it. One of the worst things you can do for your business is not tell other people, is to be ignored. No one wants to be ignored. That's why we made the tagline to our parent company, Business Republic, build a business that can't be ignored, because it's a huge, huge pain that people have. No one wants to build a business, and then at the end, no one even knows that they exist. So today's episode is going to be talking about how to market that new business and that product that you're going to sell. Now remember, in the example that we were working with in the last episode, I'm selling a video course on how to negotiate the best deal on a used car. That's my product. How do I market my product on my website? Now, in part one, we talked about blogging and how important it is, and to guest blog once a week. That is part of your marketing strategy. Content marketing is one of the best ways to market. Content marketing is anything where you provide great, valuable content in exchange for somebody's attention, their time, or maybe an email address. And what this does is it helps you build credibility and build trust with your audience. This podcast, for example, is content marketing. You've subscribed to the $100 MBA Show, you're listening to this episode, and I'm trying to build a relationship with you through the content I'm providing. And for us at the $100 MBA and Webinar Ninja, this has been the best way to market our business. There is one catch to content marketing. It takes time. It takes a lot of work to build great, valuable content. But because it takes time and it's of value, it's so effective. There's a big difference between somebody getting to know your business through a blog post or a podcast episode or a webinar versus maybe just an ad on Google AdWords or Facebook for that matter. That's called a cold lead, a very cold lead, because you haven't had the time to really build a relationship with that person. So anytime you look to advertise or market your business, try to find a way to build trust, build a relationship, give them value. Even if that's paid ads, make sure you're leading them to something that is free that they consume and get to know you and the nature of your work and your business. There are a few ways you can content market that are really effective. We talked about blogging. We talked about guest posting. But video marketing is great too. If you love video, you should really, really get into it. Start posting videos on your website, as well as create a video channel on YouTube. You can offer video courses for free as an opt-in on your website. You can create guides and offer them for free. These are all things that we do at the $100 MBA. If you need help with video, check out episode 212 of the $100 MBA show. We have a guest teacher, Chris Levine from Wistia, who talks about how to shoot great video with the equipment you already have. Great episode to check out for that. If you're in a real rush to start building your email list, to start marketing with your content, one of the fastest ways to do this is with webinars. We've talked about this extensively on our other podcast, Webinar Ninja. If webinars are something you're thinking about doing, stop thinking. To learn more on how to build and market your business using webinars at a very minimal cost, check out our other podcast, Webinar Ninja. You can check that out at webinarninja.co/show. Now, this is all great content marketing strategies that will help market your actual product. Now, another great strategy is teaming up with somebody with a larger audience than yourself. There's a lot of people in the market that are starting to do something called JV webinars, where they'll do a webinar with somebody with a larger audience talking about the topic of your product. So in our case, how to negotiate the best deal on a used car. I might do a webinar on the five things you need to check in a used car to make sure everything's working fine, that there was no accidents or something like that. And I might do this webinar, or I'll co-host this webinar with somebody who's larger in this market, somebody who is maybe an author that's very famous in this area, or maybe an internet celebrity in this market. And all they have to do is invite their audience to this webinar. In exchange, they get a percentage of the sales that are made from this webinar. Because at the end of the webinar, you'll give an offer to the audience where they can buy your product. This is a great way for you to team up with somebody that can bring you in an audience. And it's a win-win because they get an affiliate commission as well as expose your audience to a great, valuable product. Then, of course, the webinar, the workshop itself will be valuable. You can do this even in the blogosphere. You can reach out to these people that have larger audiences and ask them, hey, would you mind writing an article on this topic? Or I'll write it for you. And if I get any sales using your affiliate link that will be embedded in that post, you'll get a percentage of those sales. You can negotiate that percentage. Some people just cut it down the middle, 50-50, but you can do whatever you feel is best. The point of this whole thing is that you have to get in front of the audience. You have to get in front of the people that are meant to buy your product and let them know you're an authority. Let them know what you can offer them and let them know how your product can really help them in their situation, can solve their pain. And this is why content marketing is so effective with this. It's because you're showing them how your content can help them out. You're giving them a win. And if they like that content, if they're sold on that content, they're going to want more and they're going to want to go to you because now they trust you because they've seen your content is up to snuff. Guys, I got more in today's lesson, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, Future Advisor. If you want to plan your retirement the right way, Future Advisor is the way to go. Future Advisor's Nobel Prize winning strategy and intuitive financial software ensures you get the most out of your investments so you're able to retire sooner. They've been featured on Fortune, Wall Street Journal, Fox News, and their software is so efficient, they'll show you where your current portfolio is lacking and how to fix it for free. Just plug in your investments and let Future Advisor take it from there. The whole thing takes 2 minutes. It's super fast. You can make the changes yourself, or if you like, Future Advisor will manage your portfolio for a fraction of what your advisor charges. When I signed up for Future Advisor, I found it to be extremely easy. I thought to myself, why hasn't this thing existed before? I was so happy to find it because it makes investing in your future, in your retirement, easy to do, and it's not a pain. It's not something that you roll your eyes at. I often think, I wish my parents had something like this when they were planning their retirement. If you have any type of retirement account, do what I did. Go to futureadvisor.com/MBA and get this free portfolio analysis. Future Advisor, a report about your money, a plan for your future, and in under 2 minutes. And it's for free. So go to futureadvisor.com/MBA. When you're marketing your new product for your business, it's really important for you to set financial goals. How many sales do you need to make every day, every week, every month to hit that target? Remember, our target was $4,000. So you got to take a look at how much is a sale of your product. How much is your profit after your expenses? And how many of those sales do you need in order to make it happen, to hit that 4,000? So like we mentioned yesterday, if my average sale for my video product, how to get the best deal on a used car, is $200, I'm going to need 20 sales a month. 20 sales, that's not bad. If I spent all my time working on that, I can hit that. That's one sale a day if I'm working 5 days a week. But remember, you have to ramp up to it. So maybe your first month, your goal is I need to hit, 10 sales a month and then 15 and then 20. And if you find you're exceeding your goals, reevaluate your goals. Make it a little higher. Say, okay, I already hit 20 sales and it's only week two. Maybe your goal for this month should be 40. But the point is that you have to have a target, something you're trying to hit. Having a goal of getting as many sales as I can get is not a real goal. And it doesn't allow you to have a way to evaluate how well your marketing efforts are doing. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson and this two-part lesson as a whole. Guys, don't forget, on the weekends, we have Q&A weekends. If you have a question you want to send us, just email us at contact@100mba.net. Or you can use our Speak It option where you record your question with your voice. We'll play it right here on the show. You could check that out at 100mba.net/show. Or feel free to tweet at me at BizRepublic on Twitter. That's B-I-Z Republic. And I'll make sure to answer your question on the show. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. We really appreciate all your support, all the ratings and reviews, everything that you guys do to make this show such a successful show. I just took a look at our stats, and we just hit 3 million total downloads for this show. That is amazing, guys. Thank you so much for being with us along this journey. We started back in August of 2014, and here we are, episode 221, 3 million downloads later. Incredible. Thank you so much, guys. If you're listening now and you're a newcomer and you love the show and you want to give some love, we would love for you to drop us an iTunes rating and review. If you're listening on your iPhone, just tap the artwork and you'll see our show notes. You'll see a link in our show notes that says, give us a rating and review. Just click that link and the rest is a piece of cake. Thank you in advance, guys. Guys, I want to leave you with this. I know that building a business is hard work. It's a lot of work. I know that. And I know that your goal to be able to make enough money to replace your income and make it your full-time thing is something that you really strive for and you're hungry for. But don't forget to enjoy the journey. Don't forget to enjoy all the little challenges you face along the way. I'm very sentimental about the journey and the struggle. I like to look back at the times when I had a hard time and I was struggling and I was really trying to fight my way through it and finally went through it. To me, that's the highlight reel. That's really what I see and makes me feel good. To me, that's special. That's something that reminds me of who I am as a person and what I'm made of. So if things get tough, if things get rocky, it's okay. Take pride in the struggle and enjoy every step of the way. All right, guys, I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Take care.